Then Turin sped back to Nargoth Rond, mustering such of the rout as he met with on the way. And the leaves fell from the trees in a great wind as they went, for the autumn was passing to a dire winter. But Glaurung and his host of orcs were there before him because of his rescue of Gwyndor. And they came suddenly, ere those that were left on guard were aware what had befallen on the field of Tumalad. In that day, the bridge that Turin had caused to be built over Narog proved an evil, for it was great and mightily made, and could not swiftly be destroyed, and thus the enemy came readily over the deep river. And Glaurung came in full fire against the doors of Felagund, and overthrew them, and passed within. And even as Turin came up, the ghastly sack of Nargoth Rond was well nigh achieved. The orcs had slain or driven off all that remained in arms, and they were even then ransacking the great halls and chambers, plundering and destroying. But those of the women and maidens that were not burned or slain, they had herded on the terrace before the doors, as slaves to be taken to Angband. Upon this ruin and woe, Turin came, and none could withstand him, or would not, though he struck down all before him, and passed over the bridge, and hewed his way towards the captives. And now he stood alone, for the few that had followed him had fled into hiding. But in that moment, Glaurung the Fell issued from the gaping doors of Felagund, and lay behind, between Turin and the bridge. Then suddenly he spoke by the evil spirit that was in him, saying, "Hail, son of Húrin! Well met!" Then Turin sprang about and strode against him, and fire was in his eyes, and the edges of Gurthang shone as with flame. But Glaurung withheld his blast, and opened wide his serpent eyes, and gazed upon Turin. Without fear, Turin looked in those eyes as he raised up his sword, and straightway he fell under the dreadful spell of the dragon, and was as one turned to stone.